Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading Ezra 1 through 3. Welcome to another new book. We are now in Ezra. How long have you lived at your current address? Is God calling you to pull up stakes, to move to a new home, new school, a new church, a new job, a new level of commitment to Him? Then here is a motto you may want to copy and display in your home or office. Even a long, dangerous journey can be faced confidently when God is leading the expedition. As someone who moved just 30 miles away from Little Rock to Conway about 10 years ago, let me tell you, it is not easy. I thought I would have been a TV news broadcaster for the rest of my life, and I loved it. But I really prayed for clarity that leaving that world and starting over in Conway in the PR marketing field was what God wanted me to do. And He has been so faithful. Was it easy? No. I want you to hear that. But has it been completely worth it? Yes. So those prayers, it was almost 6 months that I just prayed straight for clarity, make it clear that this is what I'm supposed to do. And now I have no doubt that that was the plan He wanted for me. So once again, welcome to Ezra. I'm going to share some background information on where we are in history, and that is from a link from Got Questions. It's just good to always stay informed with where we are historically speaking. And of course, there's always more information in the Got Questions overview of each book as we go into a new book. And this is from the practical application from the Got Questions link. The book of Ezra is a chronicle of hope and restoration. For the Christian whose life is scarred by sin and rebellion against God, there is great hope that ours is a God of forgiveness, a God who will not turn His back on us when we seek Him in repentance and brokenness. The return of the Israelites to Jerusalem and the rebuilding of the temple are repeated in the life of every Christian who returns from the captivity of sin and rebellion against God and finds in Him a loving welcome home. No matter how long we have been away, He is ready to forgive us and receive us back into His family. He is willing to show us how to rebuild our lives and resurrect our hearts, wherein is the temple of the Holy Spirit. As with the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, God superintends the work of renovating and rededicating our lives to His service. The opposition of the adversaries of God to the rebuilding of the temple displays a pattern that is typical of that of the enemy of our souls. Satan uses those who would appear to be in sync with God's purposes to deceive us and attempt to thwart God's plans. Ezra 4:2 describes the deceptive speech of those who claim to worship Christ, but whose real intent is to tear down, not to build up. We are to be on guard against such deceivers, respond to them as the Israelites did, and refuse to be fooled by their smooth words and false professions of faith. Wow, I feel like we are surrounded by that kind of thing right now. And it's not saying be mean, be hateful, be aware, be on guard, and look out for it. God is as intimately involved in our lives as He was with Ezra's life. And like Ezra, we are sometimes enabled to do the impossible. Ezra did the impossible, for the hand the Lord his God was on him. Every believer is a living temple in which the Holy Spirit dwells. The opposing forces in Ezra's day were people with evil in their hearts. The opposing force in our Christian lives today is evil himself, Satan, who has come to destroy us and in turn destroy God's temple. Our goals should be worthy in God's eyes as well as our own. Yesterday's sorrows can be today's successes if the hand of the Lord is upon us. Ezra's goal was worthy in God's eyes, and he effectively used the returning Jews' sorrows for the success of rebuilding God's city and restoring worship. And that, of course, comes from another Got Questions link on the life of Ezra and what we can learn from it. I'm also including the Bible Project overview video of Ezra and Nehemiah because they are together. And again, I think these are great resources. Sometimes I send them at the end, sometimes I send them at the beginning. You can use them and look at them whenever it helps you with regard to understanding what we're reading. So we move on, and tomorrow's reading will be Ezra 4 through 6. Happy reading. Who wants to join us for a trip to Greece in 2025 with Travel with Friends? Here's a little bit about our trip. We'll arrive in Athens and enjoy our first day in Greece. The next day, we will visit the Acropolis and the Parthenon before viewing Athens atop Mars Hill, where Paul stood and preached the truth to the Gentile nation. Additional sites that will be seen include the Agora from above, which is the ancient marketplace and center of Athenian public life, the House of Parliament, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Olympic Stadium, and Presidential Palace. If you want to be a part of this incredible journey, send me an email or comment on this post, and I'll add you to our VIP list. Hope to see you in Greece in 2025.